This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian and Russian forces gave competing reports late Sunday about the status of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the site of months of fierce fighting between the two sides. The head of Russia's paramilitary Wagner Group said his forces had raised the Russian flag over the administration building in Bakhmut and had taken control from a legal point of view. Ukraine's military said Russian forces were continuing to assault Bakhmut, but that Ukrainian troops were courageously holding the city as they repel numerous enemy attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Sunday that the situation in Bakhmut was especially hot. Reuters news agency is reporting that the woman suspected in Sunday's fatal bombing of a well-known military blogger has been detained. Russian officials say Vladlen Tartovsky was killed as he was leading a discussion at a cafe on the banks of the Neva River in the historic heart of St. Petersburg. Over 30 people were wounded by the blast. Russian news reports said the bomb was hidden in a bust of the blogger that the suspect had given to Tartovsky as a gift just before the explosion. The Russian Interior Ministry identified the suspect as Darya Tripova, who had been previously detained for taking part in anti-war rallies. Meanwhile, an advisor to Poland's president said Ukrainian President Zelensky is to make an official visit to Warsaw on Wednesday. NATO member and neighbor Poland is a key ally in Kyiv's effort to defend itself and has taken in many Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion. Zelensky will meet with his Polish counterpart Andrzej Duda and deliver remarks in the historic center of the Polish capital. The Ukrainian president has already visited Washington, London, Paris, and Brussels in recent months. This is VOA News. Global oil prices soared more than 5% on Monday after Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers said they will cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day from May until the end of the year. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has the details.
Shortly after a Saudi announcement on planned production cuts by 500,000 oil barrels per day until the year end, various other major producers, including the UAE, Iraq, Algeria, and Kazakhstan, are informing they'll make similar but smaller reductions for a total of 1.15 million barrels daily. The surprising moves could bring an increase in oil prices globally and strain relations with the U.S. Higher oil prices can benefit Russian President Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine and force Americans and others to pay even more at the pump amid inflation partly fueled by that war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Iranian state media says the foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia spoke by telephone Sunday evening and agreed to meet each other in the coming days. The exact time and place for the meeting between Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amirab Dolahanian and his Saudi counterpart Prince Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud was still to be determined. That's according to state-run IRNA news agency. Tehran and Riyadh cut diplomatic relations in January 2016 after the attacks of supporters of the Iranian government on Saudi diplomatic centers in Tehran and Mashhad. The two countries agreed to resume relations last month in an agreement mediated by China. Linda Burney, Australia's Minister for Indigenous Affairs, said Monday a great sadness had settled on the nation after the passing of Yunupingu, one of Australia's most influential Indigenous leaders.
He said he was the fire, and he believed very deeply in a referendum to recognise Aboriginal people in the Australian Constitution.
The 74-year-old Yunupingu died months before a referendum on whether to recognize the community for the first time in the country's constitution. The annual CMT Music Awards were last night in Austin, Texas, but the show acknowledged the recent tragedy in country music's traditional home of Nashville, Tennessee. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The big winner of the night was rapper-turned-country singer Jelly Roll, who won three awards, including the Male Video of the Year.
I hope y'all give me a second here. I'm a little emotional. I started drinking. I didn't think I was going to win again.
But the show started off with a somber tone as co-host Kelsey Ballerini read the names of those killed in last Monday's school shooting in Nashville.
3 9-year-olds, Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kinney, and Hallie Scruggs.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.